Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, May 13th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold, pending details about the amount of fake accounts on the social media platform. Twitter shares slid nearly 20% in pre-market trade after Musk tweeted his comments. In Ukraine, officials say they have begun talks on evacuating soldiers trapped in a besieged steel mill in Mariupol. The process would be done in stages, starting with 38 troops who are severely injured. President Biden is seeking to strengthen the country's role in the worldwide fight against COVID-19. At a virtual summit, Biden pledged to share vaccine patents while urging other world leaders to redouble efforts in fighting the pandemic. Biden made the remarks as the U.S. approaches 1 million deaths attributed to the disease, according to official data. Baby formula makers and retailers say it could take weeks to address shortages driven in part by supply chain issues. Many U.S. retail chains are continuing to ration formula by placing strict limits on orders, while others are trying to find substitutes with little success. President Biden spoke with America's largest retailers about the situation. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the administration is working to ease shortages. Markets in Asia ended higher and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures also moved higher a day after another volatile session on Wall Street. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.